You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision.
She's a hoe.
You! That's you, bitch. That is all you. Anyways, guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy B, aka Pet Italian, aka Full Court Pumps, aka Debt Bitch, aka I will fuck all your family members. What's up? It went from just your daddy and your brother to then your daddy, your brother, and your mama to now your whole family.
My name is Weezy.
And she will also fuck your whole family.
Hey.
What?
Not your husband, but everyone else. Because I'm scared of karma. But no, I'm Weezy. The universe is on my dick, and so is these niggas. I said that yesterday, and it was only because all of these niggas, I'm sitting at lunch with Alex talking about work, back to back. Niggas is on my phone.
Mind okay. You,
the funny part about it is a white bitch walked by me that used to fuck Obe, and I was like, yo, da 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 da. Like, look at this shit. I was like, I can't avoid it. I'm in New York for fucking 5 days, and I see hoes he used to fuck. And literally in the middle of me talking shit, back to back, all these fucking niggas on my line, FaceTiming me, where you at, boom, boom, boom. I said, the universe on my dick and so is these niggas. They are. They want me, bitch. They smell it on me. And I'm going to tell you something else. When Obe and I were going through issues, I would always like not try to find someone else, but kind of like look around or look for other people or wonder why I wouldn't meet someone else. Bitch, when you're really done with a nigga, if floodgates are open.
Shit.
At least for me.
Shit. While I was with my... The niggas stay around. The niggas are always on bitches' dicks.
Like, I'm talking about new niggas because I fuck a lot of old niggas.
And see, maybe that's the difference. Like, I feel like you get excitement from meeting new people. I absolutely hate it and I always revert back to, like, my past niggas.
I want a new nigga. Bro, and a new nigga...
I hate new niggas.
Jobs, bitch. None of them on no broke boy shit. Now, I don't know what the dick talking about yet because I'm still in the process, but just, you know, I think broke dick is the best you can get out there. But these niggas is fucking lit. I'm not meeting no weak niggas. Like, they're fucking lit. And I appreciate that because I don't really want to get in this conversation of any more of like, you know, at 31 years old on like what I'll settle for.
Right.
Like, bro, like I don't want to hope for the best for you. I was okay with that in my 20s. Like, I kind of want you to bring some shit to the table. Nigga, I'm the table. So, you know what I'm saying? Come with your
own. What do you want them to bring?
I want someone that doesn't feel like they're at this point of struggle.
Okay.
Whatever that be at. And this is not a monetary thing. There are a lot of people I meet, men and women, that feel like they're not there and they're waiting for this moment. I don't like that feeling. Because I've been there and it's not a good feeling to go through.
Okay.
And I'm not at that point. I'm learning how I can grow, how I can be better, but I'm not like feeling like down or like I'm not there and shit is hard. I can't go through no strife, bruh. I've been through a lot of things in my life and I'm not about to meet your ass and help you through it because I don't know you. If I was just with a nigga for 3 years. You know what I'm saying? I've been with other men like that maybe have gone through shit, but I'm already like close to them. Now it's a clean slate. And my slate looking good as fuck, ho. So, no. And, again, I do want to make a point that this isn't a monetary thing.
Okay.
Like, if you're...
Why do you keep making that a point?
Because I think people confuse women wanting things as, you got to make XYZ money. And I'm not that bitch.
Right.
Like, I'm really not. I want you to be able to, like, you know, go out with me and do fun things. But, like, I'm really not looking for a nigga to trick on me. I'm looking for someone to just be able to keep up. If I say Friday night, yo, we got to try this new restaurant and I want him to be like, fuck, that's all. But okay. I'm not dating niggas that are young, really. I'm dating niggas that are my age or older. So I kind of want something like that. You know, they graduated from college. They've been in their field for a while. You should be all right.
Okay.
And if they haven't graduated through college, they've been in the industry for a minute. When I meet young niggas, they go through shit like that. So now I realize young niggas ain't for me, for real. You know what I'm saying?
I think you been on that. Like, you used to dog the dog shit out of me when I talked about my little tenderonis I like.
When I say...
You've never really liked young men ever. Since the inception of this fucking show, that's not anything
not
new.
Not inception.
The inception of this show, you do not like guys younger than you. I don't think ever on this show have you even talked to anyone younger than you. So that's nothing new.
Yeah.
That's just not. I did want to start off kind of.
DDD.
Oh, he's younger than you?
He's same age, whatever. It's young.
That's not the. That's not younger than you.
I want them to be. I want them to have backache from time to time. I want them niggas to be a little old. You know what I'm saying? I want it to be close to time for your anal exam. That's right. The age I like.
All right. Well, I wanted to start off the show with doing a mental health check and like where you've been, what's been going on, how you feeling.
What about you?
How I ask the question to you and then you just say, what about you?
I feel like I was just talking a lot.
Oh, I mean, I'm in a little, I don't know. I'm just in a weird space. It's, I don't know what it is. And I don't know if it's because of the breakup. I don't know if it's because of the new business venture. I don't know if it's, I don't know. I don't know if it's because I'm working too hard or I don't know. I'm like in this weird space, like with family, with friends, with work. I just don't know. And I don't even know what it is. Like, which is weird because I also just talked about, and I think.
Could be your breakup. Something's a big life change.
Yeah. Yeah, possibly. And I haven't been having sex. So I just feel like, okay, what do I do? But I also don't want to date, but I don't want casual sex. So the idea that I'm like, who the fuck am I right now? Like, I also don't have the time to get flued out. Like, I had this like artist, and I ain't gonna say what country he popping in, but he popping in a different country.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Don't be giving no hint.
Not when you say country,
it is. And it ain't the U.S. of A. I'll say that. But like he's been in my shit heavy, and like I literally talked to my friends like, oh my god. I don't even know if I should start talking to him because the anxiety of if this nigga wants to fly me to his country, I ain't got the time. So I'm like talking to my friends and I'm like, bro, I ain't even got the time to get flued out. Like I don't. And now I realize I just lied to you because in the last 2 months, I did get flued out twice. But even when I got flued out, bitch, tell me how I had to do this shit. Fucking both of y'all motherfuckers. I was mad as fuck. So first off, my schedule's busy as fuck. So I had to fly to both niggas at like 10 p.m., like the last flight out of New York, got to them at midnight.
Damn.
Left the next day at 12. I literally flew to two different people for less than 12 hours. And I was like, see, this is why
that's not fun.
Flying out is not made for me. Like I'm flying literally to get the dick, to wake up, to hop back on the flight. And I'm just like, couldn't do breakfast. Mind you, the one nigga I really fucked up. Because I clearly haven't been dealing with nobody for a minute. Flew out. Forgot that on Saturdays, the games could be in at any time. It's not 7 p.m. games. So for that, when I got there like 12:30, okay, that one I was there like 13 hours. Because I left at 4. But I left, no, my flight was at 4. But yeah, I left the hotel at like 1. But I was just already going to do that so I could sleep in. I didn't realize nigga had a noon game. So he went to invite me to the game. And I was like, no, I'm good. I'd rather just sleep in, actually. No. I don't have friends here. I didn't want to go to the game by myself. But I was like, damn, this is how trifling I am to where, A, I didn't even give a fuck about his schedule because I didn't want to go to the game. But B, I've been so removed from being a hoe with these athletes that I totally forgot that niggas could have noon games on Saturdays.
I didn't know that.
So, like, he had to wake up at, like, 8 for a team meeting, leave the hotel by 9. I was like, damn.
Why didn't go to his house? Don't say it, bitch.
What do you mean, why didn't I go to his house? He was away. This was an away game.
Oh, you did an away game.
I was at an away game.
I said, Mandy, you better have a
both
ball.
Both of these niggas was away games.
Okay.
Yeah. No, both of them was away games.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if you're having a, like, kind of feeling unsure, even like you saying, you know, you still talk to your ex, right? Like, that's a really, what's the feeling called? In limbo?
Yeah, but I felt like I was in limbo. I call it an emotional roller coaster with him for, like, the last 5 months of our relationship. Like, I felt like every 6 weeks we broke up. Every other month we broke up. And that's where I was just like, oh, I can't do this. Not in 2022. I am not. Like, it was too much. It was emotionally draining. But I think in the breakup, I didn't realize just how much I was exalting in emotions, in making time for him. And I think that that's where I'm just like, now as I'm adding more work to my schedule, I'm like, a relationship is a job. Like, I don't have time to fit somebody in that I really don't know or really don't like the fuck? I'm gonna be mad as fuck if I miss out on binge watching fucking Top Chef just because I'm out on a date with a nigga I don't even like. Like, because now I'd have missed my show.
I mean, if you're not interested in going on dates with people, you're just not interested.
At all. I'm not interested at all.
I don't
even want to be on the phone with motherfuckers, though.
I went through a time like that where, like, I was complaining about not having sex, but then I was also not going out.
But it's weird
because
I wouldn't say I'm not, I wouldn't even say I'm complaining about not having sex. My desire to have it has been gone. I just feel weird because I just went the last 2 years having sex a lot. And then, like, of course, even wanting to still go to the sex clubs, I would just go literally to fulfill myself visually because I'm good. I don't have to have sex at a sex club. But I still want to go, but it's going to be weird to not go with my partner. So, I don't know. I don't know. It's just weird. And
the summer is coming, though. That's good.
Is it?
Yes. This is the best time to be single ever. Nigga, I'm going to tell you right now. When I was fighting with Old Bay and depressed and it was cold, nigga. Oh, no. Oh,
really?
What? Bro, summertime, you're fucking wearing slutty shit. You can walk around. You ain't got to fucking be freezing and jump on the train and just like, no.
See, to me,
and then there's more things going on.
I like being single in the wintertime because I don't feel FOMO. I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. Like, I could literally just chill in my house. I don't feel like I'm missing out because not many people are outside.
Oh, no. See, I think wintertime, I don't know many people that agree with that, Mandy.
Really?
You're in your house alone, right?
I think
That's why they call it hot girl summer, B.
But I think that's why I like really being alone now. Like, I'm around people every day.
I like my solo time, but...
I love it. No, like, I feel like I work all day. I'm on Zooms all day. I'm on calls all day. Like, literally after six, I don't want to hear from nobody. Leave me alone.
Be single is difficult when you can't go out to do much. Because you really can't even go out to get air because you're so fucking cold in New York. You know what I'm saying? So it's like... Being single and being able to even spend time outside alone is enjoyable.
I'm just trying to plan trips with my homegirl.
That's what I'm saying. It's summertime shit.
I went to Nassau. I think I'm finna do London after we do.
I like to shove in the mall.
Oh God, I think I'm finna do that after Roots Picnic.
Shortage. You gotta what?
After Roots Picnic, I think I'm gonna go to London for a couple days.
I think I'm gonna go to Milan.
Really?
Yeah, Gabby, shout out to my homegirl Gabby. She's moving to Milan for some work for a few months. I haven't been in a minute. I went to meet a guy years ago that I met with.
Fuck, we just got done hearing about Paris. Now we got to hear about Milan for the rest of the year. I am not.
What's the little, you know, in Venice, how they got that little hats with the mime outfit on the boat? I'm going to be doing some shit like that. I'm going to be wearing it. Anyway, no. I might do that and then just London because it's easy. Anyway, I was thinking travel. Oh, yeah. I mean, I know we're doing Greece with our fucking listeners. So that's
we are. Y'all make sure to click the link in the bio if you haven't yet and get your motherfucking tickets to come vacation with Weezy and I.
I do want to, you know, all I do is go to Mexico. That's all I did last year because I really didn't have much time. But finally, I feel like I'm good on time. I finished my season 2 of my TV show. I suffered a loss for it, unfortunately, with, you know, my breakup and my grandmother and just some stressful stuff. So I think I'll take my mom on a trip, my dad on a trip, a little family shit, and then I'm out. I don't have to, you know, a lot of you know I work in a podcast division, and we don't really have to start recording them until August. Not saying I'm in charge of the production schedule, but I was like, you know, we've got to get our legal docs. We've got to make sure everything's in order. We've got to get the writers together. Let's have June and July to prep.
Of course.
Oh.
You just wanted to be a hot girl this summer.
Shout out to everybody I work with. I've been very clear. I was like, I'm probably going to be on the East Coast all summer. Like, bitch, I love being in LA. I love my little Tesla. I love chilling. But somebody come get my apartment, bitch, because I'm trying to be in the street.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like this is going to be one of the best summers, like, ever. Because New York has literally been shut down for fucking 2 summers. And we finally just got to a point where they're not asking for the vaccine card no more. They done lifted the mask mandate. It's giving normal.
Bro, and I've been getting a taste of it.
And I'm here for it.
Because I've been in LA for like the wintertime. And shout out to Andre Power. I'd be going to these parties called the Link Up where I see all our followers. I'd be going to fucking all the selection parties, all the daytime shit. And I'm like, damn, this is summertime in New York. Not saying I'll fuck with LA niggas, but every time me and Alex go to that party, he'd be like, yo. Wait till we get to Brooklyn, nigga. That's what I be thinking about because you miss being outside. And, like, it's crazy to be in a city so often now where, like, I can walk outside. So the fact that I can actually be in my shit, I'm ready, bro.
I think I just want to go out and, like, it's so weird because the last couple times I've even gone to, like, Soho House, it's weird because I know I'm not wanting to date. I just like eye fucking. So, like, I'm excited just to eye fuck people from across the room.
That to me is fun.
Like, that's it. I don't really want your number. Don't talk to me. I don't like FaceTime and I don't like talking on the phone. I just really don't want to be bothered with niggas.
Well, I'm
like
actively dating.
I just want to eye fuck and be like, you're cute, flirt, have a couple drinks, get drunk, forget I met you, and wake up the next morning. Like, last night was fun.
I think for me, like, mental health check as far as, like, where I'm at, I feel like I spent all last year being depressed.
Right.
And, you know, deleting Instagram and fucking having to take trips and just feeling really, really bad intrusive thoughts. And now I feel really good. And I'm not going to front. I went through this thing of like, when you have the money, aren't you supposed to feel better?
Oh, yeah. No.
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 A little bit.
No.
But see, money does make you happy because...
I mean, the only reason I'm happy is because, bitch, the fact that I ain't got to look at the price of groceries no more because them things going up. I love that I can just order what I want. I'm like, I feel like
lamb chops. I love auto-paying groceries.
Auto-paying groceries. That's like...
That's
the fact that
feeling.
All of my bills are on auto-pay, I'm like, it feels great. I don't even like... And then everything gets paid and my account doesn't look like it moves. I love it. That's great.
The thing for me, too, is like, I think when you're... Because I've been broke and depressed, dog, and that shit sucks. And now for me to be in a good place in my life, now what I want, like, my next goal that I really hope for, like, shout out to WTS Studios. We just gave everyone raises in an affordable way and what we could do. And for me, I want to make sure that everybody I fuck with got and is on auto pay, too. Like, that's something that's really, like, getting me excited. I really love knowing that, like, you know what I'm saying? We could touch people's lives, that like we can help people, we can employ people. Like, that's a good feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With Horrible too, like being able to go back on tour at some point, you know, Vinny's back with us and shit like that. Like, I really think about those things and these are the things that are becoming fulfilling to me. And maybe it is because, you know, my grandma passed and I'm like, life is short. What am I here for?
Right.
And at first, when I had a partner, it was like, oh, to make babies and be a family. And now I'm just like, oh.
Wait, you don't want to be pregnant no more?
I mean, yeah, but I don't have anyone to be pregnant with, bitch. So I mean,
as long as you fuck someone, you have someone to be pregnant with.
I mean, I want a good co-parenting situation. I would love to be married and pregnant. I know that's not a 2022 thing to say, but that's just honesty.
Why do you think that's not a 2022 thing to say?
I think that there's so much forced non-monogamy and open relationship opinions on people, even from our end, from like, we talk about what
but
we
like.
But
you can be married and open and non-monogamous.
I think that people don't associate marriage because it's such a commitment with open relationships anymore. And I don't even know if like... I never hear about people talking about wanting to get married. I hear them all saying they want a million boyfriends.
Well, I don't
want
to get married because I'm not going to end up like Mary J. Blige, Kelly Clarkson, Adele. I ain't paying none of these niggas. I make too much money now to get married.
I mean,
I feel like it's literally a financial thing. That's the only reason why women got married to men in the very beginning anyways, is because they couldn't even open their own bank accounts. They had to depend on men for
survival.
I mean,
to be quite honest with you,
I don't want marriage.
As someone that's looking to buy a home right now, I think constantly about marriage. I think
really?
About how much more I could afford.
Oh, okay.
Every single house I've tried to buy in LA, I've put in like 3 offers. They go over by 200,000. And by the way, I don't want to move to LA.
I mean, but the market right now.
I
want to
buy
now,
a home there
the market
because
right
there's
now
no HOA.
It's wild.
Yeah. Like, that's really where I'm at. I want to buy something and can't afford it. Like, I didn't know you need $2 million to buy a home. I thought $1 million was cool. Not saying, I've got that million in liquid to spend. I'm just saying, like, that's the mortgage I can afford.
Right.
And nigga, no. So, like, literally the agent I was talking to was like, being that your budget is that, we can start looking at stuff for $600,000, $700,000. I was like, no, but I can afford this. And he's like, well, they ain't going for that, girl. Every time I go to a fucking Hollywood Hills fucking...
Oh, no, them houses are so nice.
Oh, bro, but
yeah,
like,
they're all
Mandy,
over
the shit I've been looking at? No, I've been finding 2-2s in a million in a house. And I want a 2-2 with no HOA. I want a house because I can Airbnb it when I'm in New York. Because I want to be in New York half the time.
Okay.
But this shit is getting fucking difficult. So, but I think about it like, wow, if I had a fucking partner, $2 million. That's how much the house, like, that's how my brain is starting to work. I think about just like improvements.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Even you, so you are looking at marriage as a business.
Right. Partnership, financial.
Okay.
Like financial gain. Like to me, if I want to elevate, like marriage would enrich that part of my life.
Okay.
Love, money, and baby.
Okay.
Unless... I mean...
See, I love that we on the opposite ends because I don't want none of that.
I'm just saying, when you said it scares you because of money, it's the opposite for me.
Yeah, it scares me because of money. But not only that, I don't want kids. So, and I also... I mean, I'm okay to be a stepmom, but I don't want to be like a stepmom for real.
I'm probably going to end up having Vinny's kid at 38.
Does Vinny want kids? We gotta have that
conversation. We talk about having kids.
Yeah.
He wants,
okay.
He said he wants to be a dad. We've like drunkenly and on Molly over the years been like, no, if we're like,
come on, Vinnie Cohen,
single women,
I love it.
But we talk about like definitely insemination because I don't want to have the sex
with him.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, well, let's get to our vanilla shit this week.
Love ya.
All right, so our vanilla shit has to do with Bahat Baby because her father believes that she was groomed to become a porn star.
Oh, God.
Yes. So this is what the father of 19-year-old rapper turned OnlyFans star Bahat Baby had to say. He says that was she groomed? Absolutely. With the way she dressed, with the way she acted, everything was sex related and encouraged by people around her. Who in their right mind thinks, she just turned 18, so now it's time to make money on OnlyFans. You don't think of that in a few days. There must have been some preparation when she was under 18. She doesn't rap anymore. She doesn't sing. She doesn't go on tour. She sits in her house and she does her OnlyFans. It's upsetting to me because she's young. How long will she do this for? Is she going to become a porn star or will she be on the billboard as a feature at the next strip club? I want to know if, especially because even like we see so many people even write us and that are like, her dad said this. So I want to know if you find any way or believe that younger teenage girls can be groomed into the lifestyle of sex. And if you also think that the way a woman dresses, the way she acts, and anything sex related can encourage a woman to become.
I'm
what
about
we do.
To say something.
Go ahead.
That is very problematic.
Okay.
And I'm embarrassed to say it.
Okay.
On an episode of Sex Sells about porn, I went to Evil Angel because your friend Liz helped me out. She was working there, and I talked to the owner of the company, who was very kind, very professional. I realized that was my most exciting episode because he was older. He was able to talk about the way that pornography has changed.
Right.
And I was like, I've been watching like stuff like Cat House and real sex since I was a kid and learning about porn and sex. And I think I always wanted to work in this field. Like, I'm not confident enough or don't really feel like I'm the person that wants to perform. Like I told you, I did the strip club episode with Sophia. Even when I was up there, I didn't like it. But in this world of it, oh, I love it. Like, not even as a, like, I would say like,
Do you think
when I think about in terms of like how in the lifestyle we are, I think you're deeper in it because you participate in shit like that. And I don't. And
okay.
Right. And I'm not saying that on some shady shit, like genuinely, like I feel like you're deeper in the lifestyle of working or being a sexpert because you actually go to sex clubs and do shit like that. Whereas I'm just more interested. But knowing like the reason I was excited to do that episode was because of what I've been looking at since I was a kid. I only know the name Evil Angel.
So you kind of agree with him then?
Yeah.
You agree that even at a very young age,
you could be groomed. But... Yeah.
Okay.
I think that it's not like I was groomed from my family.
I mean, to be fair, I said I was reading Zane books in fifth grade. I was watching Talk Sex with Sue Johansson. I was watching, oh my God, what was that show called?
Her life is different. I don't think I was groomed. I think I was making
You were just
for
interested.
Myself.
Okay.
Even the life choices I was making at 16 with wanting to like explore with women, but like, and even whether it be like popping an ecstasy pill, like shit like that. There's not a lot of 16-year-olds that would do that. My mom would kill me if she knew that was like where my head was at. But in terms of that guy, I feel like she may have been groomed because she was famous so early. I don't think we were groomed. My mom wasn't trying to raise me to be a whore.
This just
happened on accident. But
okay.
Yeah, what do you think?
I agree. Like, even thinking about how we ended up being hosts of a sex pod, I think a lot of that did have to do with the curiosity that came early from reading erotic novels and things. I mean,
No. Just Mandy, think about it for a second.
What?
We've been knowing each other since we were 15 years old.
Yeah.
And we're 31 and we're the sex podcast.
Yeah. That's fucking nuts. It's fucking wild. I mean, but at 16, you had sex in front of me. So actually...
Oh, my God!
What? You did! What do you want me to do? You want me to take away your past? It can't happen. I'm sorry. I was there. It's bleeding into my fucking brain. Your fault. I literally actually just talked about this,
too. What was I doing?
Bitch, first off, we were 16 in Miami for Memorial Day weekend. You met a nigga.
I'm a hot girl.
From fucking at the club when we watched Shop Boys perform.
I wonder what his name
party
was.
Party like a rock. Party like a
Every
rock.
Every time she tells this story, it's like crazy. A rock. She but told this like story when we did the TV show together. When y'all see the podcast episode.
I'm just saying, she you did it because you, because, and now we have a sex pod where you talk about having sex and it's like, bitch, I saw you back in the day.
I wasn't who I am today, bitch. I will say that.
Okay. I would hope not.
You said I saw you.
I did see you.
I didn't know how to ride.
I heard it too. It was getting, that's what I heard.
I was sucking deep.
I mean, I probably just added that on, but
I don't remember sucking dick. I mean,
now you, bro, you were sucking dick at 16.
No, I don't remember sucking dick in front of you.
Oh, you just fucked in front of me? You literally fucked on the bed, and then I sat on the end of the bed facing the TV. And so,
did I
just
say don't
me.
Look?
Yeah, I didn't watch. I'm I mean, sure I might have peeked back
I'm
a little
sure
bit.
I said don't look. Why were you in the room? Why couldn't you leave?
Because he was a stranger. I think you wanted me to stay and feel safer. I don't remember. Bitch. You literally just met this man in the club. And we was in his room. Bitch, I wasn't finna leave you. Look at
I just want to say,
safety first.
If I could talk back to I would have killed. If my daughter told me she went to the fucking club with her friend Memorial Day weekend and fucked some nigga in a hotel room, I would be going crazy. Don't do what I do. That's a horrible
do
decision.
Do not follow
some horrible
Weezy.
Decisions. Good. This one is H horrible. Okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when I read that, I was like, damn. But no, I do believe you can be groomed.
I would.
And you know what's crazy about that? I think that that's what so many people's problem is with seeing little girls, like with the crop tops and the tied shirts and the short shorts. And maybe a heel.
What's that little store? Brandy Melvin, whatever the
call. What's that?
Y'all know what I'm talking about? Mm-mm. Brandy Melville. They sell little teeny tiny whore clothes. I don't like that.
For kids, but that's what I'm saying.
Now, I will say, I don't think Euphoria inspired whores because I think it showed a great.
To me, it inspired fucking drug addicts.
I don't think it inspired drugs at all.
I think
literally every drug use took a downturn. Like,
yeah, but they were having fun first. I think some people will accept a high high for a low low. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That's me when I get broke.
That show
dick.
Will. That's you. All right. Let's get into our hors d'oeuvre.
Okay.
If you have a sex tip, please share. I found this one, though, and it's called Eyes Open Wide. So for this one, try not to switch off the light tonight, as you will be turned on by what you see.
Absolutely not.
Are you kidding me?
No,
you gotta have the lights off?
No, not off, but bitch. No.
Turn on the light.
No.
And light candles.
I'll do a candle, bitch. Candles
no,
are hot.
No, bitch. Not a TV light.
I'm not having sex in
not
the light.
Not a TV light.
No.
Turn on the whole light so you can see your niggas.
So you
this
saying
is how
this,
you
bro?
Know you don't be... Like, bro, this is why you be liking them energies. I be liking fine-ass
no.
niggas. I want to see them.
No.
I want to see you when I fuck you because you fine. That's why I only like fine niggas. If you want to fuck with the lights off, fuck an ugly nigga with a big dick.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Can you not let me finish the sex tip?
You must have confidence. Of Beyonce.
I do.
I am
oh, bitch.
Not
First fucking. Off, I fuck from the back. So ain't nobody seeing my stomach. Bitch, it's facing the bed. The bed the only ones that see my stomach. He see my little tiny waist and my big old ass, bitch. That's all he's
okay,
seeing.
Okay, because I'm thinking stomach.
Because it's given from the back and I don't ride. And if I do ride, it's from the back.
Bitch.
Everything from the back. And if it's missionary, nigga, he's covering my stomach with his.
You don't get on top at all?
For what? Bitch, no. Not when you got an ass like this, baby. Now, let me finish. And let me tell these people what to do, okay?
Don't
be self-conscious. It's literally the next fucking sentence. As both men and women are stimulated by erotic visuals, according to an archives of a sexual behavior study, try keeping the lights on and, here's the other one, your eyes open. Because I know a lot of times, like, women like to close their eyes. Men, too.
Eyes open, I agree with.
Eyes open. This also aids communication. As you can see what's pleasing your partner. Making love in front of mirrors or using video cameras is also a variation of the same theme. So see, bitch, you right there. The effort pays off. Once you begin to appreciate foreplay as an integral part of sexual satisfaction and the stronger marriage that comes with it will always be just one short step away. So turn on the lights.
I'm okay.
And the Galaxy lights, bitch. Shout out to all of y'all. At this point, I need to make my own. I should have bought stock in Galaxy lights. Because all you bitches got them now. And you're welcome. And you're welcome. No, right, bitch, I got to look through Alibaba. Bitch, I would really have to, like, source shit from China and shit. No.
So the reason I like candlelight and shit is because I feel like it gives a sexier shadow. I like, now, depending on your view, I'll get it. In New York, it's giving nothing. But in LA, my shit lit. I be seeing lights, Hollywood sign, fucking building. And then that shit is...
I get all of New York shining on. I need the light on. I'm going to turn the light on. I want to see you in your...
You want this kind of light?
You know what? I think that's why I like morning sex a little bit too. Because like, even when he gets up, like I got a whole video in my phone. Oh my God. Of my ex standing up. And I was like, God damn, you fine. Like I was just snapping pictures of him standing up. Because he just looks so good in the light.
Okay. Not on some creep shit. Totally consensual. I have so many pictures of niggas standing up.
Okay.
In my room.
Yeah, no, this was consensual. I was like, ooh, stand like that.
And then I made
it awkward. I sent it to my mama. I was like, damn, mom, look at my nigga.
What?
I did. Is that weird? I sent a picture of my nigga right after we fucked to my mama. And I was like, damn, mom, look at him. He was covering his dick. Look at that. Oh.
You sent your mom that?
Yeah. I said, mom, look at my nigga. I can't do that. He was covering his dick. His dick wasn't showing.
He was holding his dick. I could see the dick hairs just now.
It's okay. It wasn't the dick, though.
Yo. Am I fucking the fuck out?
What?
Son,
there was no picture.
No. We
don't
talk about this.
I can't send my mom a picture of...
You sent your mom a picture of your man holding his dick.
But the dick was covered.
Holding his
dick,
Mandy.
It's giving art. It's actually giving art. Mind you, I sent my mama a picture of us at the nude beach together. What's the difference? Like, this was him at the nude beach, too. Look.
That's just a chest. I saw
no,
dick.
No, look. There's
I
look.
Saw fucking cute.
Did you? I mean.
Bugging the fuck out.
Anyways.
Mandy is wild.
Why is that wild? Bitch. It is a human being. Like, my mama ain't seen dick before. What is the problem? There was no dick. And you literally just said he was covering his dick.
Son, he was holding it. Show me one more time. Because if I saw what
she doesn't want to see that fine nigga. That's all.
No,
he is fine.
I feel like I saw the top of his dick.
But it wasn't the dick. Speaking of dick, let's get to...
Did I see the dick hairs? Because I knew
possibly, but dick hairs can go high sometimes. Dick hairs can sometimes reach the belly button.
I saw this nigga holding his dick.
Literally, sometimes you could see dick hairs from a nigga wearing basketball shorts, bro. They be having a little happy trails under their belly button. Dim is dick hairs.
If it's down
if it lead down to the dick, it's dick hairs. So you ain't never seen a happy trail? You saw dick hairs probably at
if
the basketball
court. If
it's
on your stomach, I don't call it a
goddamn. Leading to your dick,
damn.
If it's connected to your pubes, it's dick hair. What's the problem? He was covering his dick, bro. You were being really judgy.
What did she reply? That's what I want to know.
It was a lot. She was like, damn, but damn, I can't say damn because that's your nigga. But it was giving. What? He looked good. What's the problem? It's not like I wanted to share him. I was just like, mom, look how fine my nigga is. Anyways.
This reminds me of that.
What? What's
that
the problem?
That clip on TLC where she was like,
no,
yeah.
You're doing a lot because it don't.
Nope.
It don't.
When they was twerking together, my mom would record me. I showed my mom my sex tape.
I didn't show my mom a video of me sucking dick, but I did just say, look how fine he look in the light. I like the light. That's all. I just want to see people. Just because you want to be in the dark, bitch. Her niggas look ugly. I don't want to see none of them niggas. And she know you can't even brag about them ugly niggas. What? I was bragging about my fine motherfucker. What? I don't want to. Yeah, her men be ugly. So there's nothing to show off. I think she likes their personalities. What?
Well,
anyways, speaking of penis, I want to get into a hoe fact.
That's
which
one of my mans in my mom's phone.
You guys may find quite interesting. I want to explain why the penis is mushroom shaped.
Oh, wow.
You ready for some scientific shit? So way back when, experts believed the penis evolved to become a quote unquote tool with a ridge to remove the semen of love rivals. The theory behind this is quite simple. Basically, men wanted to ensure they are the one who carries on their lineage and wins out in pregnancy. Survival of the fittest and all. And we kind of talked about this with how sharks actually mate. Professor Gordon Gallup from the State University of New York led a team of scientists to investigate the anatomy of the human penis and its use back in 2003. And they found the thrust of the penis and the ridge that separates the head from the shaft could actually help clear a woman's vagina and reproductive system of previous lover's sperm. Thus, meaning a new partner would remove
Not
any...
Not thus.
rights, meaning a new partner would remove any competition and replace his own semen. They tested their theory in the lab with latex penises and model vaginas.
It's given that time that guy wanted to eat the cum out of me.
That is not, and that's gross.
It is gross.
It's really gross.
But when he said that, that sounds just like
this. But this is why y'all need to be using condoms anyways. So anyways, a longer penis would not only have been an advantage for leaving semen in a less accessible part of the vagina, but by filling and expanding the vagina, it also would aid and abet the displacement of semen left by other males as a means of maximizing the likelihood of paternity. And then it just says, what other penis shapes are there? And to be frank, there are actually many different kinds of penis shapes. However, fellas, if you are listening and you have that mushroom head that we love so much, just know if you are fucking a hoe that lets everybody nut inside of her, if you have a bigger mushroom, that means your semen may be able to beat all the other little dicks. Semens. This is what the science said, okay? That's it. And also, there's a whole nother article that I'll probably talk to y'all about. But basically, there's a reason the penis mushroom shape have left to the evolution of cheating as well. So just know there's a lot of research if you want to look up why men have mushroom-shaped penises. And also, ladies, if your man has a mushroom-shaped penis, it may mean he's cheating on you. Literally, that's what the scientists said. And so since y'all motherfucking bitches believe in science so much, this is what they say.
I love a mushroom tongue because it always makes the sound.
I like it because I just like, I don't really like going all the way down the shaft. I just really like the mushroom tip. So I like, then I'll go down with my tongue, then I go to the balls and ass. You know, I just really like going to the balls and ass, but I like to be at
the
tip.
Why do you think you have a butt fetish? Because you like boy butt.
I do.
Please.
But it's weird because it's not like I like boy butt, for real. I like the booty hole. I really just like the hole. I like to play with it, and I like to just, I think I just like penetrating, yeah. Which is crazy because now I'm going to skip real quick. We're going to come back to the horrible decision because we was talking about it. But the whole male is actually
okay.
From a man, and he actually just asked the same exact question as you. He said, I'm a black man with a big booty, and I was wondering, do many women like a man to have a big butt? Signed, Jay. And what's crazy is that's why I answered that way, too. Ironic.
Well, has anyone ever grabbed your butt? Do you think women like your butt?
I like to grab it, but I don't need a man to have like a plump ass. I don't need a cup.
I don't need a BBL.
I don't need an arch.
I don't need you to be saucy.
I'm fine if you have a flat ass. I just like ass. Like, I don't care about the shape of a man ass.
I only slap ass for fun.
Me too. It's like, good game sport. But I also used to be a basketball player. So it's like, maybe that's why. I grew up slapping ass. Like,
how many jobs? I was a basketball player. I played volleyball. I was a...
Don't do this. I did.
Mandy,
first off, these
Mandy,
weren't
Mandy
jobs.
Mandy loved to tell a nigga how she used to be in the mission when she was a
first
church
off,
girl.
First off, it was the missionaries. I did also play volleyball, basketball, shot put. I was on the step team. I played the violin. I worked at Quiznos. I was a bartender. I was an accountant. I had many lives. Anything else, Weezy?
You think you missed one?
Oh, I missed a ton.
Because I know which one you missed.
I worked at a call center. Wait, what else?
Your dick sucking ass.
Wait, my dick sucking ass what?
You was a hoe. That was a job.
That is not, I mean, slightly.
That was a job I count.
Slightly. It wasn't a job. For real.
I didn't really do sports. I was a cheerleader, step team.
You was not no cheerleader or step. I do
what
not believe that.
Yes, I was. Chain of Lakes Middle School, hoe.
Middle school? For cheerleader?
Wait, what?
What'd you do in high school?
Step team.
Oh, step team, me too. Go
and
ahead.
Then cheerleader.
I still don't believe that. I want to see video evidence.
Let's see. How could you not believe the step team?
You?
First of all, bitch.
Because you was in white areas. I didn't know them schools even had step teams.
You are bugging the fuck out.
I'm serious. Like, I'm just saying, you went to more white schools.
Niggas they were, was at them schools, man.
I didn't know that.
Chain of Lakes.
I didn't know there was enough niggas
Olympia
to have a step
High School.
Team.
Chris Johnson went there.
I didn't know there,
all
was,
the niggas
I didn't
been
know
there.
There was enough niggas to have a step team. My bad.
Let's see. Step, debate, and then what was the other shit? That was it.
And I was in chess club, and I was in FCA.
Then.
And I was in FFA. Future Farmers of America.
What was the thing that got me out early? I was in that.
That.
Oh, okay, that's
well,
what
no,
I
that no, that I was just a part of that.
Were you
but
supposed
that was my
to do college credit?
Mm.
That's what I had.
Well, no, I had a job. I got to leave school at 12 to go work.
Oh shit!
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a job.
I had two jobs my junior and senior year. This
I
had so many jobs.
I worked at a pizza place, Uno, taking pictures. Then I was a sugar baby. Then I worked at that strip club for one day. Then I worked at White House Black Market. for a long time.
What did you do at a strip club for one day?
I was supposed to be a waitress at Rachel's in Apopka, and it didn't work out.
Why?
Because I didn't like it.
Why?
Because they just were making me feel uncomfortable.
They were? Or you just felt uncomfortable?
The staff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, that's why I named them. Like, they just made me feel super weird. Like, I don't know. They were, like, doing some weird, like, the way they were talking to me, it was kind of pervy. Like, they just didn't treat it like a business.
So, okay.
Didn't like that. Then what else? White House Black Market, that was a while, because that's when I had the ankle bracelet and I had to hide that shit. That was terrible. And then I worked for the telecommunications company for a damn near, 7 years. I moved me to New York. And then I was a hoe at that time as well. That's how I got my apartment.
You've been a hoe your whole life.
Yeah.
Really much. Mm-hmm. Very. All of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Birds of a feather
Every
bed.
Last second.
Birds of a feather bed.
Anyway. The horrible decision kind of adds on to what we were talking about in the beginning of this episode. So I wanted to really have the conversation with, now that we are both single and out of a relationship, have been through our whole phase. I still think you in it, but nonetheless, I wanted to know if you kind of had a clear idea of what you want out of a partner and who you show up as. Like what you bring to the table, what you want a man to bring to the table. And if you go on a first date, what are you looking for? Like, do you know? Because, I mean, you've been talking about the one nigga you met from Dreamville. You talked about Lambo. God. That was a hood nigga. You've been talking about scientist nigga. You got all these niggas, but they're all so different. So do you even really know what you want?
Let's start with the first. Lambo is definitely back with his baby mama. Not a problem for me.
We knew that was coming, bitch.
I know.
You was talking about he just moving to Atlanta to be closer. No, bitch.
No, I knew it.
They are together, bitch.
He's still trying to get this pussy, though. That nigga fucking...
Stop it, because his baby mama listened to the fucking podcast. Bro, you trifling.
I didn't...
You trifling. Oh, you trifling, bitch.
Whatever.
Would you still give him the pussy?
No.
Okay.
I'm just not interested.
Okay.
I'm over it.
All right.
But, like, if he wants to, like, take me out and stuff.
So he got to feed you first, and then you'll give him the cooch?
We just have a lot of fun together.
Oh, so you just take me to the club.
Drug dealers are fun.
Buy a table, and I'll give you this pussy.
No, drug dealers just
That's what you just said. Well, if you took me out first, bitch.
Bro, to be honest with you, I be buying tables now. So it really don't faze me. I mean, take me out, like, making it a thing. I like when men, like, give me a nice planned night. You know what I'm saying?
That's called dating. He's not going to date you if he with his baby mama.
It's not called dating. I do that shit with my friends all the time.
My God.
Shut the fuck up.
All right.
So I'm just saying, all of these dudes, I don't really know where it's going, right?
Okay.
But what I know is they're giving me enough to keep me interested and locked in.
Okay.
And I feel like there are people that could be around, which is why I'm keeping them around. With Lambo, I do think I maybe even said, like, I kind of even talked about in the beginning, like, it would have an expiration date, and I knew it.
Okay.
It was fun.
Right.
These other gentlemen, not so much. I do find them to be someone that could be, you know.
Oh, boyfriend material?
Or that are lifelong friendships. I don't know.
Do you have those conversations? Like first off, because you just got out of a relationship, though, and you're 31, and you also just talked about wanting marriage, wanting kids. Are you dating with intent? Are you dating, like, on a date? Like, do y'all have conversations about what you want out of partnership?
So I think with the scientists, dude, we definitely talk about that a lot. Like, you know, we talk about, like, a lot of if this happened, da-da-da-da-da. But he's just...
Is he pro-choice too? I'm just asking in case there's another Plan B story.
Yeah. Actually,
okay. We y'all agree on that? All right. That's good.
We did.
Good to know.
Cunt. And now...
In case there's another Plan B story.
Oh my God, it was one Plan B story and it was a new year. Like, ha. Anyway.
What a way to start out the year.
But... for real. Coming in with a bang. Literally coming. No, but he just is that type of person. Whereas, like, the other person I'm talking to is just a little more slow and, like, you know.
But if they ask you, what do you want? Do you have an answer to that?
Yeah.
Like, because all of them are so different.
Yeah. I want a boyfriend. I just don't know if it's you.
Okay. Like, would you have a relationship? Like, again, now that we just got out of both of us just got out of relationships. What did you like about the last relationship? Like, what from your last relationship would you want to keep in a...
And
future.
By the way, when I say I want a boyfriend, I know some people may think, like, oh my God, but you just got out of a relationship. I still am not the girl that's like, and I think it's just like, I'm obviously like dumb emo. Like, I've never, ever not wanted a boyfriend. I'm a relationship girl. Do I want to, like, The only thing I'm changing this time around is I'm having less pressure and expectations.
Okay.
And I'm just like letting things flow. But,
well, not you.
And also last year, I had so much trouble with OLB and depression that I kind of felt like I almost was preparing for this and I didn't even know it.
Okay.
Because things were just feeling off. And my attraction to other people in a more intense way kind of was a hint. You know what I'm saying? Like even BDD. Like
how that's what I was going to ask too, because BDD was someone that you really had emotions for, but he wasn't open to the lifestyle. So because you and Old Bay were somewhat in the lifestyle with an open relationship, is that something you would do again, seeing how it ended? Or like, would you want to go back to a more
it.
Like monogamous?
All I need is to be able to fuck bitches with the next nigga.
Okay.
That's
which
it.
Is what I was doing.
100% all I
need. Agree. Same thing.
The reason I think it was easier to date two dudes was because I was truly bi-coastal then. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I was feeling really lonely and I didn't get it. Now I've got more friends. Like,
would you do another throuple situation? Like,
no.
Based on how that, no, you wouldn't do that again?
I was in love with her. I'm never going to be in love with another woman like that.
You can't say that.
I'm probably not.
You said you believe, like, you told me you've had more than one soulmate already, so,
yeah,
like,
but, like, the feelings that I felt for her were very, very intense and different, and, like, I could just say, like, even when I'm walking down the street now, I look at bitches for their body and, like, their attractivity more than I do thinking what they'd be like. When I'm attracted to girls, when I'm having conversations, it's never more than that. Like, she was a one-off of a partner. I don't see that happening again, but if it did, I would be down for a throuple.
Okay.
But I'm also very, now I realize, possessive. I was possessive of both of them.
You just noticed that?
Like
just now?
Like, I want you to have...
Like, this year?
When
bitch,
I say...
have you been listening to our show the last 6 years that we've had it?
No, because
you
my,
just realized
my feelings
you're
change a lot. And it's also a very difficult thing to say because I'm a possessive person that also doesn't care if you fuck someone else.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Hear me.
Okay.
Sounds wild to everyone listening. All I could say is...
Okay.
I don't think that fucking other people necessarily means that you don't love me. When I say possession, like, I want your heart. I want all of that, right? And so I say that to say, in the throuple, I kind of think I would struggle the second time around if I did it in who I felt like that for.
Right.
And
so then do you truly believe that anyone, like in throuples, you do like one person more than the other? Like, because you've dated, like, you've had the two boyfriends, you've had the girlfriend and the boyfriend, have you ever felt like you truly had the same amount of love for both people? Or
only
is there
when we were together.
Really? But when you were apart, you knew you liked one more than the other?
I was just leaning on one more than the other.
Mm.
Like, I would call one of them more than the other. I would, like, maybe fantasize about one more than the other. But when we're together, it was so even.
What about with the guys?
That I'm dating right now?
No, yeah. No, like, when you had, like, Old Bay and BDD, they both drove out a love for you. Did you love one more than the other?
Like, Old Bay felt very like, this will be my person forever, and BDD felt new and exciting.
Okay.
But also was showing me things that really helped me realize Old Bay wasn't going to be the person for me. I maybe...
Like what?
like honesty.
Okay.
Old Bay was a liar.
Okay.
You know? And I had talked about him lying when we were together and I would laugh about it, but like it was a very like ridiculous lying type of...
You did.
You know what I'm saying? So... knowing that it could be easy to tell the truth and I wouldn't have to drag it out of them and knowing how much it was weighing on me. And it seems like, you know, I think people may listen to our show and think, oh, well, y'all let these niggas go out there and do these things. So you should expect these things to happen. I feel like people believe that. I really do. I think they think when you're a liberal woman that's letting your man fuck and have a good time in their life and like sexually explore, that you should not deserve being cheated on if they even understand what that means. But you should expect it. And I don't. I still to this day, feel like I was such a great girlfriend and gave you the space and gave you the openness and warmness to be honest with me. And you just never chose to do it.
Mm.
I don't think that I deserved lies. I don't think I made that confusing at all. So I'm tired of that narrative. And I believed until BBDD that it was just something I had to deal with.
Damn.
Ain't that some shit?
Like, you just thought you had to deal with being with a person that was a liar?
I just was like, he just doesn't get how this open relationship works. He just doesn't know how to tell the truth with it. But I thought because he's doing it the right way, right? He wasn't falling for girls. He never put them over me. Still made time for me. Like, family shit, putting me first, doing everything he needed to do. He's just lying. That lie is so small when I allow him to do this. But he literally couldn't tell me when he was going to do shit. because of whatever was in his head.
Damn.
And that to me was the baseline of why I made it open.
Right.
Honesty.
It's funny because I think my
problem... That's why I don't want to do this
again. And see, my problem wasn't even honesty or lies as much as it was to me, I think, insecurity.
Yeah.
And I know that we've talked about, like, how are you able to deal with multiple people without jealousy? And I mean, we talked about jealousy just being a natural thing, but I thought that my ex was just so secure. And I was just like, oh my God, this is perfect. I'm dealing with such a confident person and there's no issues. And the longer we were together, the more people we brought in, even in terms of friendships. He started getting jealous of my friends. Like, he literally texted me and was like, yeah, like, you know, I just started feeling like you were distancing yourself more and more. Like, how often you were with Asante. And I was like, my gay ass homeboy. But it was like, I'm not seeking other men from you, but like, nigga, you don't like reality TV. I really like reality TV and you're over my house so much that we don't watch it. I enjoy that with my friend Asante. It's not like an intimate thing. And I think maybe because he knows I'm just open to everybody, I think he viewed everyone, including my friends, as lovers, even when there wasn't sex. And I think that that's where it was just like...
I think it's not lovers. I think it's more of like something they can't provide you, like this...
Yeah, but we all know that no one is perfect.
No, I know. But you I'm know? Saying, like, I think there are people that want you to experience everything with them. You know what's interesting? I think about Alex a lot in this scenario. When I get a man, Obey understood who that nigga is to me. If I fell asleep at his house, he never thought I was fucking that nigga. Like... We've both been very fortunate, Alex and I both, to date people that understand our friendship.
Right.
I'd be thinking about this shit.
But like, how the fuck would someone be jealous of Asante? Like, and it took a long time.
That's what I'm saying.
It took a long time for him to really believe Dustin wasn't on my team. Like, he met Dustin. Dustin partied and came out with us so much. He really thought, and mind you, every time I post Dustin on my Instagram, everybody think me and Dustin fucking. And I'm like, yes, he's a beautiful man, but goddamn, no, like, that's not the same team. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's only because he knows you'd fuck him. You're the person you're with. No, and y'all, I really believe this. The person you're with knows who you'd fuck, who you'd want to fuck. I would watch Old Bay when niggas with dreads would walk by, and he'd be looking at me. He'd be like, "Yo, ass."
It's so crazy because yeah, it was so funny. He never thought anything. Like, we would be in bed when Joe would like be FaceTiming me when like years ago when I was on the network. He never felt a way about me being around Joe. He like dropped me off at Joe's house for his birthday party. Never anything about him. But I'm like, but you worried about my gay ass homeboys? Like,
if he knows that's the nigga you'd be attracted to.
Yeah, but, nah. Yeah, Dustin's fine, but like, calm down. Like, that's my fucking friend. But it's just weird. So to me, it's the jealousy that I think going into another either swinging or open relationship, we would have to be very, very fucking clear on what things are you insecure about. What things would bother you? Because also, outside of maybe other lovers, my friends are priority. My friends come first. I'm not one of them bitches that get in a relationship and then just stop fucking with my friends. Not that way. Like, my friends are, I make time in my life for them. You have to be accepting of that. So I think that that's a problem. Like, knowing that, it's the same as if we date somebody with kids, right? Kids come first. Maybe family, mom comes first. We're always going to be three or four in some man's life. A lot of men expect to come in and be number one because a lot of women make them that. You are probably four or five in my life. You're after my work. You're after my friends.
Oh, definitely the after work.
You know what I mean? You're after work and you're after my friends. So a lot of men probably don't.
I don't really put after my friends.
I do.
Mainly because.
Easy. I'm going on a trip with my homegirl. You got to meet my homegirl.
I mean, it depends because I think people do put a little too many. For one, if you're spending so much time with your friends that your person can't find time to be with you alone, or you're constantly inviting friends out, doing shit.
That
like,
was me. I ain't gonna hold you.
Like, I don't like that.
He literally started saying that. He was like, I just feel like every time we go out, someone pops up, or I'm pulling up on you with your friends. And that was my way of
saying. Okay, you said, what did I like about my last relationship? Obey and I were very good with that.
Okay.
He would literally call me and be like, yo, we're going to dinner tonight. I was thinking we can go to the box or we'll go party. Like, are we inviting niggas or not? Like, is it me and you? Like, he was very good.
I mean, I started doing that later once I knew it was an issue. I was like, nigga, we can all be friends. Like,
no,
I like it.
Bro, I don't.
Well, which is now the problem. When a bitch broke up with a nigga, I had to let him know all my friends are cut off too. I know you hung out with us and you thought they was your friends, but they wasn't. They my friends. And they
like
still
that.
My friends. They not your
friends.
I'm
going to tell you right now. Don't bring your niggas around me if you like, I'm just going to be bored.
My niggas not boring though. Like all of my
friends. No, I'm saying
like
your niggas,
Dustin
like,
would ask, "Yo, bring that nigga, Bring that nigga around.
I'm bored because I don't engage. Just like, I want to be alone, bro. Like, to be honest with you, I work a lot. So, and I live in two different places. I work a lot. It's too much going on. Like, I want to fucking connect. I like that shit.
We do that in the house. When I'm outside, we drinking, we doing picklebacks. Everybody invited. Let's do drugs. Oh, I saw all the friends was invited to the sex club. I feel like all of my friends have now seen me fuck, including just a lot of people. I've invited a lot of people to the sex club.
I'm just like, yeah, but I don't have a lot of layup time with niggas. I really don't. I be dating busy niggas too. So when we have like time to go out together,
that's
like
why I was perfect. Like, my ex was retired. That's I think I might need just retirement home niggas.
Yeah,
I need a nigga with nothing else going on, and he could be available. I mean, he had money, so travel. Let's travel. Let's go out to eat. Like,
no, I do like when someone I'm with got another thing going on.
You know what's crazy?
On.
No, that's literally what he started telling me. He was like, he thinks I needed somebody that was doing as much as me. And I was like, absolutely not. Oh, I don't want a nigga that we both got to work around our schedules.
You might be thinking, like, I think you'd be surprised if you met someone that was, I don't know, that shit is a fucking turn on, bro. Like, I love meeting men.
I'm busy enough for the two of us.
That got shit to do.
I don't give a fuck.
I love that. And then it makes it all the more special.
Well, he did all the shit he had to do when I was in middle school and high school still.
If you wanted to be with Hugh Hefner, old ass bitch, damn.
No, don't do that.
Not that old.
It ain't gonna be that old, and it ain't ever gonna be white, bitch. Not never.
All right, let's get to the whole mail.
Oh, well, that was the whole mail. We talked about it already with the male booties. What's our time? How long we? Oh, so we good. We good, y'all. Anyways, let's go ahead and get up on out of here. We have some things to do.
We do.
Anyways, as you guys see behind me, there is Horrible Decisions merch. Make sure you go to whorehive.com and get your merch.
We also have some new Patreon designs with the tongue out. It's really cute. So if you are a top tier member on Patreon, you should sign up and get that because the merch is fucking lit. It's switched.
It is. And outside of that, again, make sure you go to the description. The episode description today, if you want to join Weezy and I in Greece, we will be there from September 27th to October 2nd. There are payment plan options. So again, make sure you click the link
and
in the description.
Payment plan early so you can get ready for your trip because it's coming quick.
And you know what's crazy? Like, trips be expensive, but the prep for trips really be the most expensive. Like, getting your fit, getting your shoes, getting your hair done.
I know.
I might have a little bit of hang time to where I can have some braids for that trip. Who knows?
Wait, did you see the video of the nigga on the airplane filming every black girl going on vacation with the braids?
With braids. I love going with braids, honey.
Not me being different this time around.
Girl.
Oh, but girl, you know my fucking Zoe Kravitz for Greece, bitch, because I'm going to do half-half.
Girl. All right. Anyways, we're going to leave you guys, if you're listening to audio of this, with a 5-minute bonus clip of our Patreon. Again, you can join us for bonus content at patreon.com/horribledecisions. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye. Anyway, let's get into the horrible decision. The horrible decision this week is weird sex terms. And it's because I'm also trying to figure out a way to bring back fucking kink of the week or some other thing that we can do. But
honestly, I'm trying to reuse them shits.
I know. I ended up coming across an article that had weird sex terms. And basically, it would be terms that when said, you might have no fucking idea that it's even related to sex. So some of the notable mentions would be a pearl necklace. Pearl necklace, we had an episode where we talked about that. You wouldn't know that
Sex in the City.
That it even has to do with sex, unless you hear
teabagging, sex
truffle
in the city
butter. Truffle
that
butter is another
gross
one.
I had to Urban Dictionary that one.
Truffle butter is another one. Scat play, that's something. Golden showers, and of course, pegging. But I wanted to get into, I found these other four terms that maybe we've talked about. But again, these are terms that maybe you will hear and you would have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. So one being felching. Felching. Use felching in a sentence. Like if you just would think felching was a regular term, what do you think felching would mean if it didn't mean sex?
You know, when me and my daughter, we go up to the Hamptons location, we'd love to do a bunch of felching, you know? It's just a grand old time with the family.
Okay, so felching to you sounds like a sport. Cool. Felching...
It's throwing up, right?
No. To felch is to suck up semen out of an orifice.
Can you...
For instance...
I'm sorry, go felch me that orifice. Okay.
Nope. For instance, someone may ejaculate inside their partner's anus and then suck their own semen out of the anus with their mouth.
All right.
Then they may or may not swallow it. So it would be...
May or may not. We're giving you an option.
Yeah, it would be basically kind of like, what are your cream pies? So belching is the act of what a cream pie is. Oh, wait, no. That's if just coming in. So belching would be eating the cream pie. That is the...
I did that.
So that's the verb. That's not what belching butt. Means then.
I didn't need that.
So eating ejaculant out of an orifice is what belching is.
Not ejaculant, girl. She said, eating ejaculant. Do you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No.
Well,
apparently Larry, we don't watch anything the same.
Larry David, that's the best show of all time. Larry David, J.B. Smoove is in his house and he basically found cum on the sheet. He's like, we need to have a talk because there was ejaculate. And he goes, ejaculate? What's ejaculate? And then he's like, cum. Well, just say cum, Larry.
Oh my goodness.
That shit was so fucking funny.
Another term, again, I would like for you to use it in a sentence without it being a sex term. Docking. I feel like that's easy.
The dick dock.
Docking the boat. We're docking the boat, right?
Is it like marinate? Like when you dock it in, I don't know. I'm lost.
Yeah, right? You're super lost. So docking is also a sex term. Docking is when two uncircumcised people with penises get together. So the first pulls his foreskin back and holds it while the second stretches theirs open and outward as far as possible over the head and shaft of the other partner's penis. This is frequently asked if this act is real and possible. And the response is that with enough imagination and determination, most things are.
It's like a Chinese finger trap.
Yes, bitch, but with a dick and foreskin. So docking, if that is ever something that you hear any of your gays reference, that is what they're talking about.
I did hear some gays say some really funny shit as I was walking up on the call I had with you, and I've never heard someone say this before, and I just want to make mention of it.
Wait, what was it?
As I was walking up to my apartment door, I tripped, and these two gay niggas walking by, and he goes, oh, the baby!
Or the baby, or what was it? They were kicking. Bitch, I'm sorry. I'm watching Jocelyn's Cabaret right now. So you know where she said double homicide for Jocelyn's Cabaret? They ended up fighting later on in the episode. And she went into the confessional and was like...